Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today, we're holding here Mem Tes. We would be remiss, I think, if we didn't say just two comments. First of all, we had it then before, we had the Machlaikis. Kitsi Atzeres, Sheshachtan Shalom Lishman. Of course, Kitsi Atzeres is a Shlomim. And we would have thought, according to the Pashtus, and the way the Gemara held before, what is the din of Yeshachta Kitsi Atzeres Shalom Lishma? It's called Shem Yedu Adul Hashem Chayva. Why shouldn't we say it's possible? On the other hand, the Gemara holds, Mara brings over here, on Daf Men Ches, that we just had, Mem Ches Amid Beis, that there's another tzad, and that is, that there's a hekesh to achatos. The hekesh to achatos, whereas Rav Nachman, we have Rav Nachman, who said that we have the Mokiyosa Rav Yitzchak, Tani, Kitsi, Atzer, Shemtu, Shalaika, Mitzvasa, and Esposo. We have the Rav Yitzchak, who came, Rav Yitzchak came, and he learned, Kitsi Atzeres Sheshavtan Shalaka Mitzvah is possible. Uvar Tzaros and Yates on the base Hasreifa. And it's the Yates on the base Hasreifa to the Zibor Tzura. Now, alright, so we could hear, and the Gemara says, what's the reason that it'll be possible? Rav Nachman says that he's Makish to Achatos. Why is it Makish to Achatos? Because it says, Kame Achatos Vasisem Seir Ezer Mechad Achatos. So we have the Hekish in the Dinim in the Parsha of Shtei Alechem. All right, what we can hear. But another thing we see is, what is the Din that we have by a Chata Shalom Lishma? But what is the Din for that matter by a Pesach that Yeshet Shalom Lishma? Does it need Sreifa immediately? Or does it need Ibur Tzura? From this Gemara you would see, that it needs Ibur Tzura, not Sreifa immediately, that it should be a Psula Guf. And that already is going, of course, going to be Talay in what the Gedder of Shalom Lishma is, whether we learn it like the Rav or we don't learn it like the Rav. And that's a stira, really, because we have the Gemara in Pesachim. We have the Gemara in Pesachim, and the Gemara is in Pesachim, what we have at the end of Elu Dvarim, before we start Ketzat Silent, and that is that over there it says that it needs Sreifa immediately. There's a stira, there was stira gluya that we have, whether or not the psula of Shalom Lishma of by a Chatos or by a Pesach, it needs Sreifa immediately, or it's gonna need Ibur Tzura. And the Shaila is how to reconcile the two things. And there is a way, you start a way to do it. Because the case of Shalom Lishma that we have there is a different kind of Shalom Lishma, going, not going like all the Tanayim. I don't want to elaborate on because of time. But at least we had to at least met the problem. What is this then? We have a Gemaldi Gechidish over here. What does it say by a Chatos? We have over here the Hekish, the Chatos, and it's telling us it's a Din of Ibur Tzura. If we're going to learn it like the Rav, who holds that it's a new psul, it's a paslus that we have, it's a new psul. What is it then? What's it then if it becomes pigle? Pigle's a psul aguf. The din is that it needs Shreifa, you don't need. It's a Madamar who holds that it needs Ibur Tzura, but we don't hold like that. One Madamar holds even by pigle you need Ibur Tzura. But over here, I mean, by the way Rashi learns it, not like Tysus. Tysus learns Ibur Tzura, goes, even if you hold like that, Manda Omar, Tysus says, to Umar Tzura, Haitana, the Rabba Maravuahu, that holds even Pingle, Bohina Nibur Tzura. Shows what Tysus means, and Tysus means Chaylik with the whole thing also. But, the way Rashi learns, he didn't learn it like that. Rashi holds this is a Psula Goof, and when it comes to, it's not a Psula Goof, and therefore, the din is Nini Bertzura. Rashi says, the Mishahim Sarf and Kachim, Achi Yislu Balaila, should be Zayin Kachim. Elohim came Psula Magufo, to go Pigo Vitabe. Pigo Vitabe, you would burn it. Not this. Rashi's telling us that the psul of shelo lishma is different than the psul of pigle, different than the psul of tamei, and therefore it's not going to require sreifa immediately, as opposed to the Gemara Pesachim, when the Gemara Pesachim tells us on Nayin Gimel, so Nayin Gimel of a base, that we have in Pesachim, that it's going to require sreifa immediately. That's one thing. The second thing is, the whole sugya, because of that time we had, we were constricted in time, and that is, what is this concept of chatei? What do we usually associate the din of chatei with? Chatei bishvil sheyizke, you should be able to be zeicha not to do a greater aveira. Normally, when we have that, we had go do it to our button on Gemara Shabbos. Chatei bishvil sheyizke chavercha. A person might be over a malacha, and therefore, by the oven, he has a plaster dip. You're not allowed me to rabbanin to like scrape off the loaves of bread that are clapped onto the oven, to the hearth, to the oven wall. And if somebody went and put it in on Shabbos, if nobody does anything, he's going to be over the malacha of afia or bishul. And now, so the question is, should I go do a shmus of bredias apas to go save him from the malacha? All right. Maybe it's kedai to do that. Then again, so Tosfos comes and tells us, if we see that Reb Elezer was Meshachmer Rabdei for the sake of greater, let's say, Geyant, or Heitinger, Tzvayne Geyant for Pasha Zohar, so well, should he go do that, I say, or maybe the sake of prepare for Rivia? Tosfos says, if mixed with Gedarim, if it's not done through his Pshia, it's not his fault, and you're doing it for the sake of a mitzvah rabbah, we could do such a thing. Per verivya is something different. Mitzvah rabbah, you can be over loyla ben tavaydu for the sake of per verivya. These are all the gedarim. According to Tosfos, there are two things. One is that it can't be your fault, you weren't pesheya to bring about this situation. Number two, you're doing it for a much more chashuva reason. Let's say, for example, the din of Shulchan Aruch, let's say missionaries, let's say are coming to kidnap a girl, a young girl to kidnap her, to bring her up with a life of Shmad. Oh, or Shabbos. So the din is, you jump into a car, and you do whatever you can to save the girl from that. Now, there are two ways to learn that. Well, let's assume that it's not the Shiloh Pikoch Nefesh. That's not the, what is the effort to do it? Leisabalat Abriyacha? Or it's not Leisabalat Abriyacha? Maybe that then is different. Only where it's physical death. Alright, I'm not saying that it can't be like that. There are, of course, those who learn like that. But, the push in a way to learn is, another way is, you're allowed to be chatei for Chilul Shabbos, for the overall benefit of a whole lifetime of Shabbat. What are you going to do? What we're going to do is we're going to do a one-time act of Chilul Shabbos, jumping into a car to save a girl from a lifetime of Chilul Shabbos and everything else involved in what it means to be a guy. She's going to grow, will grow up. Well, they're also the same thing. We hear that. But, all right. But so over here, what are we talking about? Don't go be over a lav of, let's say, of shalom lishma by a carbon to save chatei b'shtisno and save another carbon. What are we talking about over here? This is not that din, is it? Are we talking about it? The Keren Ira, Muchetzach a lot of this thing also. And he holds that even this Gemara, when we talk about, let's say, the Ebarim become the Sarif, it'll have to be only because when we're talking that they're the Sarif, the Ikara Din really would become Batul Barayiv, and the most that you're talking about is the Rabbanit. in one of the cases that we have. All right, so now the question is, can you say chatei by a drabbanit for the benefit of a doraisa? We can hear he reduces it to that. Or we have another thing. What does the Gemara, what about by us? By us, you're talking about the iser, let's say, of doing a carbon, shalom lishma, go and do it, shalom lishma, the doraisa even. Here we're talking, go check the carbon, shalom lishma. Let's say you did it. You're a lama vayichoshev. What justification could there possibly be to be over a lav to save the validity of the carbon? Perhaps we hear hagoyis of the keren ira. The Rambam tells us what is the, when we look at the Rambam, maybe I'll just to say it quickly. The Rambam tells us, Perek Yudches, and Psuli Abudashim, the Rambam tells us, remember the Chiddush, when he brings the whole din of Shalom Lishma, remember the Rambam tells us, let me just read the Rambam, Kol ha-mechashe machshava, she'en ha-lechayna bekodshim, harecha, oimer b'loisaseh, he thinks Shalom Lishma, sharehu oimer lo yechashev. All right. Mipi ha-shmu ha-lobdu. Shebechlal din zeh, shelo yafsin hakotshim b'makshava. You're not allowed to be mafsin kotshim b'makshava. Don't taint karbonis. Don't be mafsin the kedusha of the carbon. Shaharezeh daimeh, lamate omom b'kotshim. This is like when a person is pagim, the kedusha of the carbon, he detracts and he inflicts or he infuses a deficiency in the carbon. When he does it, shalom lishma, he affects the carbon. He brings it to a low, he's pagan, the carbon. It's like the Rabbah's Moshe, not our Moshe, the Rabbah's Moshe, it's like it, when you made a moon in the carbon, you're a mato bov. Happens to me that there's no malchus, ain't a malchus, lav shebo meisim. But what's wrong with it is that he's being pikim and being mafsid the carbon. Shalo yafsid hakodshim. Now, even though it's kosher, ain't all the shem chayva, doesn't have to become puzzle. You mean, let's say it's kosher. But avapikay, that's also called the pigam in the carbon. You go and you're pikim the carbon. Let's say the reason why I'm doing it is to avoid a greater pigam. I'm being playing in the carbon with Shalom Lishma. That's true. Well, let's say it's a constructive act. It's not a destructive act of the carbon, because what is the alternative for me doing it Shalom Lishma? The whole thing itself is going to be Nevad. So am I doing a constructive act, or am I doing a destructive act? I'm really doing a constructive act. The best thing I could possibly do for the carbon is to think Shalom Lishma, because if I didn't think Shalom Lishma, the whole thing is going to be Nevad. Let's say the case of the Kvasim. Kvasim over here, if the Lechem, let's say, is gone, and I do it Lishma by the Kvasim, I ruin it. The best thing I could do for the benefit of the carbon is to do it Shalom Lishma. Is that called like I was about to move the carbon, not as Mapsen Kachin? Or Adaradim, I'm being Mapsen Kachin. Therefore, that case, now, because our button, it's true, maybe I would not be able to do that. But b'daraisa, we're not talking about the din of b'mafsid. In which case, over there, we can hear very well that it's going to be in such a case, maybe you wouldn't be able to say chatei. These are some thoughts that we have. The gabe daily, when do we use chatei, when do we not say chatei? Chatei makes it even worse over here, because even the din of Asei Dechalosase don't apply by Hekdesh. It's a Halosase Shememigdash even. And yet we're saying it over here, the Gemara is coming, makes Chilukim. For Achatlis to do it, for the sake of Anayla, for Shabbos to do it. We would do it on Shabbos, to be Matzot something Machal. What would we do on Shabbos? Doesn't say we're going to do a Malach on Shabbos. Not Malach, we're going to do what? We're going to do Ezrika. What's wrong with doing Ezrika anyway? Everybody Mutchutzach, why can't you do Ezrika on Shabbos anyway? No, Malach. Let's say the Gemara is in Pesachim, in Eilut Varim. Let's say he already shechted a carbon. We can't do anything about that anymore. But to go and do this Rika, What's wrong with being zayrik the dam of a carbon on Shabbos anyway? There's nothing wrong with the rice. There's a shmer aloshen on Tosfos that we pointed out when we learned Yuma. It's true that there is a shmer aloshen on Tosfos in Yuma, but the pashtus is there's no malacha. What kind of a deraisa could there be? When you go in your zayrik the dam of a carbon on Shabbos, nothing wrong with that. Shabbos, where you're not allowed to kabbalah, it's the problem with the shechita, not with zrika. Zrika is nothing wrong.
Rebbe said yesterday, makabe patish or something.
That, all right, yesterday, so we said
makabe patish. I didn't understand it.
That's a shvera makabe patish. All right, it's not babish makabe patish.
All right,
agree. What we have over here now is, now, we're on Memtes. We're now on Memtes. These are just a couple of the points on Memtes that we wanted to bring in. Now, Tani Rabba Babarchana Kameda Rav. Let's, the top that we have now, Memtes. We Tani Rabba Babarchana Kameda Rav. Kinsey Atzeres, Sheshachdan. Remember the Kinsey Atzeres again? It's the only time in the Torah where we have Shalmei Tzibur. By the way, so of course, whenever we have the Psukim in Parshas Baalaischa, what is that reference to? Remember, the Chatzaitzris and the Shira is only by a carbon seaboard. So what does it mean, Zivchei Shalbechem? Only to keep Satsaris. There's no other carbon that it could be referring to. In Baalaischa, the mitzvah of Kaihanim, the Blok HaTzaitzvitz, and the Shira, there's no, what does it mean? It's Chaitem HaChaitzal Aloseichem. What? Aloseichem is very common, it's all the time. Every day, as a matter of fact, even maybe. Maybe, but the Rabbah, the Chinuch. Shalal, what does it mean? Valzinche Shalmechem. Keep saying terrorists, of course. There's no other time that it could be referring to Zivchei Shalmechem. There's no such thing. But Tani Rabba Marchana Kabein Derav. What about this? Keep saying terrorists, Sheshachton, Lashun Eilim. You shefted the Keep saying terrorists, Lashem, the Wood Eilim, Lashem Eilim. What are the Eilim? The Eilim that are brought together at Pasha Sebar. Like we said, you bring a par, you bring two Eilim, bring a Sawyer, you seven Kvasim, and you also, of course, bring the Kipsi Atzeres. So Al-Khatas, you bring the Kipsi Atzeres. So what he did was, he did it the Shame Eilim, which of course you bring for Eilus. It's really another way of saying Shaloli Shmuel Shame Eilus, but he thought that it was really, they were Eilim. Made a mistake. He said, "Tzarish shelter the shum elim cherim. They're kosher as shlomim." Look, he obviously did not learn that it's like a chatos to make the heckish to a chatos. He said, "Tzarish shelter the shum elim cherim layolul ba'al l'shem chayim." But they are not idle for the tzibur l'shem chayim. Now, let's see how that it's a heckish to chatos, and it will be shlomi shma. Amar le Rav, not like that. Alu the alu. Not only are they kosher, they're even under the shem chayva. They're good. Now, let's see why. Why is like this? Amram chista, v'stab rav, he'll say to Rav. What was the case here that he did it with shem elim? Stabra is because savar elim. He didn't know his biology that well. And he thought that the shmehemis that he was shechting were rams. He didn't realize that they were lambs. They're really lambs, and he thought they were rams. Well, it could be, if you don't know what you're doing, you really make a mistake like this.
How do you know the difference?
How do you know the difference? Well, because maybe some people don't. Ones are bigger. Remember, Aleph rams are in the second year. They're more adults. Rams are bigger, of course. Lambs. I don't know if you ever saw lambs. Lambs are, it's like a chatzidover, obviously, the lambs.
Yeah, yeah.
And almost, you know, very, first year, a lamb, it's not even a sheep, it's a first year sheep, it's nothing. Or goats, or even more. You wonder how you can get how you can even have a chabura of Korban Pesach, so many people getting a kizayis from it. You look at it, look at a goat, allowing the first year of its life, and you wonder a chabura, how can a chabura, with so many people getting kizayisim from a goat? There's mamash nothing there. You have to really fatten it up. So what do we have? So he thought they were rams. They're not. Again. So he thought they were rams. And now we're saying what? Lushua Amalai Olav Yalu. What? Bistava Milsa Nerav. He thought they were rams. It's Amalim. And he shelter them. He shelter the Shukvasa. And he shelter them. Lushay lambs. And what were they? They were lambs. Again, Mistabra Milsay Tarav. By accident, he did the right thing. Mistabra Milsay Tarav. Because Sava Elim is Shakta, that he did it, Lashay Kvasim. Shay Kvasim, Lashay Kvasim, Nishkatu. Therefore, when Rav says it's good, what were they? They were Kvasim. What did he shout them for? For Kvasim. He just happened to have thought that they were rams. Therefore, Rav says, in the end, everything, the process through which he went in order to get to the right thing was wrong. But at the bottom line, he shechted it properly. He never crossed him, then he shechted the shape crossed him. Pardon me? The Machshava was right. The Machshava, he was under a misconception. But Lamai said, yeah, but the reasons were wrong. But the bottom line is, he did it, he did cross him, the shape cross him. And therefore he holds that it's kosher. Shrei cross him, the shu cross him, the ishkatu. Avo! Kosovar Elim. Let's say he thought they were Elim. Bishakta the shame Elim. He made a mistake. He thought that they were Elim. And he shifted them. The thing is, mistake. He did things properly. Lo, it's not going to be kosher. It's not going to be kosher, because Akir Mitol, Zavya, it was a mistake that he made, and a mistake that he made to be Iker, the shame of being Kvasim. Akir is Akir, and therefore holds a legitimate Akira. And therefore, since it's a legitimate Akira, he really tried to make it into an aisle, thinking that it was an aisle, even though it's really a mistake. But Avo became that's called Shalom Lishma. But Rava Omar, no, Akira Betos, lo havi Akira. If he made it by mistake, it doesn't count. And if it doesn't count, what are you left with? It's not accurate. And therefore, there's no problem of it, and the carbon is kosher. Now, we see a very big chiddush in this Gemara. One that we need for the very beginning of that base, of course, in Tzvachim. Remember when we took Tzvachim at the very beginning of Mesechus Tzvachim and that base? We wanted to know when there's a din to have, the karbanos have to be lishma. And then all the dinim of Shiva Shini Kodesh, you took an ayla, you did it in Shem Shlomim, is it Shlom Lishma? It's not Shalom Lishma, what all the dinim of Shalom Lishma? But the stoma is stoma lishma. If you don't think anything wrong, even if you don't think anything right, it's still good. You check an oil and you weren't thinking anything. So what is that's good? Why is it good? So the let's say you like you put on tzitzis or something. You put tzitzis. Yeah, tzitzis tzvi has to be lishma. Lishma doesn't mean that you, the stoma is, that's what he's thinking about. You know what? What's the stoma? I'm supposed to shecht an oila. Now, I don't have anything beferish, but I'm aware it's an oila. Aware of what I'm doing. Why am I doing it? It's the stoma. Even if I'm not positively thinking oila, what the stoma is that I mean for, I'm shechting it for what it's supposed to be. Or the chart is, no, even if I don't think anything, the carbon be'etzim is able to be regarded as an ayla as long as I don't ruin it. I don't need anything of a positive nature, a positive machshava. That shami lishma. Lishma does not mean, that shami lishma does not mean that I have to go and do something positive. All it means is don't ruin it by doing something negative. Remember, we put it in a gay cotton. Cotton does not have a machshava, let's say. All right, but there's a stomach. Tosfos says, yeah, but no, to make it worse by a cotton, because he doesn't know what he's doing, and therefore it's misasik. But not that's the problem of shalom lishma. You don't need it. From this Gemara, we see a raya that this is true. Because what is he doing over here? He's doing it in the Shem Eilim. He's doing it in Akira. That's true. And let's say the Akira Betos is not called an Akira. Ebis. And therefore it's kosher. But he can't tell me it's a positive thing. He's doing it in the Shema. What is he doing it? He's doing it really in the Shem Eilim or the Shem Eilim. By mistake. He's making it into an Nile. He's making it into an Ayla by mistake. Oh, the mistakes don't count. Okay, mistakes don't count. Now what? That's called that you're doing it Lishma L'Shem Shlomim. It's not that. He thought that it was an Ayla. How can you say that the Akir Betos is not called an Akira, therefore it remains Lishma if there was nothing positive? Adara, but there is something negative. You wonder whether it ruins it. It doesn't ruin it, right? Well, it's not a toast. But if you did, is that you need positive machshava, then it's a whole different thing. What? Because the only way to ruin it is by making it Akira. If the way to ruin it, if I say Shalom Lishma, is by not thinking the positive thing of the Shem Ayla, if did it, he didn't do that. He thought a negative. You want to know what's Akira basket, like you're saying. It's not an Akira to be Yoker. Who cares if it's not Akira to be Yoker? It's certainly not a positive. If you need something positive, you don't have something positive. If you want to tell me whether it's called a negative, it's not called a negative. That's true. But it's not a positive. You can't make a negative into a positive. In which case, why is it called Lishma? The Torah says that Lishma does not need a positive machshava. It says, don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. It's not called ruining it. Malta Gezach, we have over here. Chaz Gavar Baruch. There is a Mechaz Baruch. The Chumis, Mechaz Baruch, I think they bring the riot, I think Rabbi Chodit has this riot. But the Chaz is a Gavar Baruch from this Gemara, and what the uptight of what the din of Lishma itself is. Now what?
Rabbi, I still don't understand what he did wrong. Rabbi, what did he do wrong? They're both idols.
Akayanim, we can have a kasha on all this. Akayanim shepiglum and migdash. Akayanim kama der mefagel, makshavis pigl and migdash. When they're doing the avayda, they're doing it chutzlis manal, chutzlim kaimai. May see them, if they do it b'mezit, they're chayiv. They're chayim, what are they chayim? They're chayim to pay the bailam even. They're chayim to pay the bailam money for it, for being mafsid. Hoshoygegin p'turim. On the other hand, let's say they did it b'shoygeg. They're p'tur. What is shoygeg? Tzadi Allah, pigul and pigul. And we don't learn, but the pigul is pigul. The pigul is pigul. But they're p'tur. Techidami, what does it mean that they did? It was the case that they did this here, that they did this here. What does it mean that they did it pigle? Does it mean that he knew it was a chatas, the kayan, and he did it with shame shlomim? Now, what is that? That's shalom lishma. It made it impossible. It amazed it. Hi, shaykh again. He's in the marvel. That's Rabbi Shmei. Can't be that. That's Rabbi Shmei. What are we doing out here? We're complaining the term Shmuel and Shmuel and Pigle. We can do that. Rashi over here comes and tells us, Krakir, Matos, Kod, Hai, the Abiyada, the Kvasim, the Nu, have a Shachat, Mahu, the Shem Kvasim. Now we ask, Kod, Mezidim, Chayavim, Lishalim, Lebailim, the Mekarbet, Pigula Pigul the Shaigagin, the Ain Sarach Limer, of course, Beis Eden. Now, what is this? Obechashem Behu, the Shem Shlomim, the Eichlon, what did he have to Gavane when he did the Shem Shlomim? To eat it, Shnei Yamin, the Laila Echad. That's what it means. That's why it's Pigul. The Hashta Chishem Lecho Chatos Chutzlis Bano, that's the case. The Pigul who? The Din Chatos Yayim Valaila.
Wasn't
it? No. So when he's come to, the way the Gemara is telling us about it, let's say a person shechts a carbon, a chatas l'shem shlomit. That's not pingle. That's shini kodesh. But sometimes the Gemara uses the term when we're talking about pingle, that that's what he means. That's the kloimar. She says a kloimar here. That means chutzlis vado. Pingle pingle, the shayge, the ainsach, kloimar, bezidin. The Machashem Lishnachlim Shnei Yamim Vilayla Echad. That's in the Chutzlis Mado, the Pigle who did Chatzos. That's what we're referring to over here. He's doing it there. It's not a regular case of Chatzos L'Shem Shlomim. Not the same Shver Rashim, but the Kamen. Also, when he deals with this from this Gemara you see, sometimes, when we're talking about it, the Gemara uses the term L'Shem Shlomim, even though the Gemara here is not talking about Shini Kodesh and over, it's talking about the Din of Pigle. He means chutzlis bada. Now what? But what does the Gemara tell us? Let's read it again. How can Tony on the pick up the gun? There he comes. Now, he made it on the chatas. He knew it was a chatas, but he deliberately did it with shum shlonim. I show you it. Means he didn't have it. So what does it mean? The Mishnah. Ella love the kasabar shlonim who. He made a mistake. He thought that it was a shlomim. And when he shepherded it, become a chashim ma, l'shum shlomim. He thought that it was a shlomim, and he was shepherding it with the intention of eating it, shnei yamin v'layla echad. Utaniya, we learned what? Pigul or pigul. It does become pigul, even though the whole pigul was a mistake. Alma, he akira betos. You deal with it, Akira, Javi Akira, and therefore, if he thought that it was a shlomim, he wants really to make it into the shlomim, and it does count, even though the whole thing was a mistake. No. He knew exactly what he was doing. So what's the shaygig? The Yemer Mutter, he didn't think there was anything wrong with changing it. Because then, in which case, so they said, now, of course, he would have to wind up, hey, witness is not pushing. Let's say he knew, or didn't know, he's shechting a chatas, l'shem shlomim, the din is he did it, l'shem pingle, and he has to be kaidim, she pingle be mingdash, Bezidin Chayavin. But he did the pigle. He was ever a lab, right? What's Machayav him to pay? And you don't say keep living the rabbi minay. What is it? Kaidim that was Mefagil Bemigdash Chayz Bezidin Chayavin. Chayav to pay. The way Rashi learns over here, we have a Machlaikis and Rishayim and Gittin, by the way. But where does he pay? One way, certainly, he can best to pay the violent. When he's still doing Makshavas Pingol, he's ever a lab. He's ever a lab. The lab of Mayachashev. What happened to the... What happens? Why would he have to wind up paying? Why would he have to wind up paying if you hold... if there's going to be a Din Kimlei with the Rabba Minei? So, Biskarov... You got me this, you got me what, according to the based on certain Rishayim, what should be? Remember, even, it's going to be Toloi. First of all, it'll depend on what Lavin we're talking about over here also. Yeah. Because according to Rabban, you have a big Machlokes and what Lav is he going to be over? I say, you have a Lav of Layechoshev? Layechoshev, there is no Malkus for Layechoshev.
I've shot them.
It's a lav sheva maisa, but the Rabban holds By Bach Shabbos Pinkel, you're going to be over a lava of Los Sizbach.
Dibura.
There's a separate lava. You see, if you hold like that, it should be really, really for Malkus, so therefore maybe there should be a Kiblai with the Rabba Minayt. All right. That's a side question that we have. Amra Abay Abaye. Now what? So maybe it's talking behind my mother. I'm a mother, so therefore we don't have a riot in the whole thing of Akira. Masim Rav Zaira, Rav Shimon Omer. Now, this is our old Rav Shimon that we had from the beginning, but we had it 50 blood ago almost. Now what? Remember Rav Shimon, the Shilas, whether he disagreed with the whole Mishnah at the beginning of Menachos or not, we had a couple of blood discussing the Shita of Rav Shimon. And we had three ways to explain Rav Shimon even there. Rav Shimon, recall Habanacha Shanik Mitzvah Shalom Lishman. Sheiris, and not only are they Sheiris, Yolomayel Mishim Chayfim. Why? She'ein Habanacha Stavis Lizvachim. Sha'akoyvitz Machavas Lishumach Hashes. Ma'aseh, this is the Svara of Rav Shimon, Ma'aseh, Mochichon Oleho. Shehi Machavas, and wherever the Maisa is clear that what you're doing, the Machshav of Shalom Lishma does not have any effect. Shehi Meshi Machmas, or you did a Mincha Chareva, let's say a Mincha's Chayte, where there's no Shem and no Levina, Lishum Belula, that's how we think of the Shehi Chareva. Amol Svachim Enochein, whatever you do to one, you do to the other. There's no distinction to be made. Mm-hmm. Therefore, Machshav of Shalom Lishma has an effect. Now, what was the case here? He did it. He knew that it was a Machavas. And he did the Kemitza Lishuma Cheshes. What difference to make if you had deliberate intention to go and be Icarit? You had Kavanah, you knew exactly what you were doing, and he came to transform what he had in front of him into something else. So what's the Svara then of Masel Mochichim? You might have thought that it was a marcheshes. And therefore what? Because kamitzla, when you did the kamitzla, you did it, the shu marcheshes. Bitar, he made a mistake. He thought that it was a marcheshes. But it was really a machavas. Bitar, the hacha, who the maser mochichon aleh, only over here where it's obvious what you're doing. But the alma, in the case, let's say, by a shechita, by a zebach, it's only over here that you don't have that. So if that's the case of Reb Shimon, we'd have a raya over here that Kirbatos have Yakira. We're talking, he knew that it was a machvas. And he thought the Kokomitzla very well intended, he knew exactly what he was doing. The Shumar Cheshes. Aye, so why should it be good? And why should it be good? I need either the shame chayma the karma ki myself machichon alav by havi. The answer is: remember, we had three mamarayim in that base and that gimel who explained pshat and Reb Shem. We had Rava, Ravashi, l'tamei the other Rava. What is really the reason of Reb Shemin? Machshava de la minkara. It's exeris hakasim pasul rachmane. That's the Gemara at the beginning of the Masechta came, and it's darshit for the pasuk, the Svara of Reb Shimon, where it's a davar which is minkara. Machshava de lai minkara has one that it becomes pasul. It's minkara, exactly what you're doing. The pasuk tells us that that does not make a psul. Okay. Now, of course, we're not going into is we did it already, but did about Pigel already a number of times. the Rachmanich Magnus, the Rabbi, the Dina, the Garbi, with the Ritva, with Taisus and Bavakabe, in the loveness of why it is that you're going to be Chayiv, Chayiv Shepiglu Bebigdish. The Dina, I'm not dealing with it again over here, we're not talking about there, we're going to be Chayiv Shepiglu Bebigdish. What is the reason? You're Chayiv, Chayiv, the Raisot, Dina, the Garbi. Or is it Dina, the Garbi? Is it not? It's a Maisa Biotayim. The Gemara, remember, tells us this in Gittin, why you chayv by pigle? Because it's a hezek sheino nikker. And the Gemara deals with this hezek nikker. I don't know if it's a chayv, it's a not chayv. But the Rishayim deal with why it's not a case of garmi. Because, is it garmi or is it not? Is it a psul machshava? If it's a psul machshava, it's garmi. And for that we have the Ramban and the Ritva and Gittin. As opposed to Tesis and Mavakabe, who brings from the Rabbeinu Peretz, that it's a big, in the Lomdus, we said it, what was like, the Gemara is enough yet Dalad. That's why we talked about it. Whether or not, it's a Maisa B'Yodayim, it's a Din in the Shechita, or it's a Din B'Shas, the Avayna of the Carbon, you passel it with Machshava. Is it that the Avinus of a carbon merely create the setting? What's the setting? It's a setting of Shas Avina. Okay, now that's the Shas Avina of the carbon, you have an ability to go and be mazik the carbon with your machshava. That's the Rabbeinu Peretz. Or it's not like that at all. It's a maisa hezek biodayim, it's a shchita spikol. The shchita is befagel. It's a maisa hezek, like a maisa you took a hammer and you broke it. The shchita is a shchita b'fagelis. It's a zrika b'fagelis. That's why we talked about it, but again, in the Gemara and Yudalit, if you shacked in with the machshava or the chatzi zayis, and then you did the zrika or the chatzi zayis, they're a mitzdarif. Wonder how they're mitzdarif. You didn't have a shchita that's basic. You didn't have the zrika that's basic. How does it work exactly? Yeah. All right. So that will. For gold, we spoke about that already from before. Look the Mishnah. At Tmina Meba Akhadis Abu Safa. When we have Karbonis Tabit, and you have to bring also Musafim, and you did not bring the Tmina, it doesn't affect the ability to bring the Musafim, even though you're not allowed to bring a carbon. Before the Tmidim. Let's say you didn't have, you didn't. Does that mean that the Musafim, if you brought the Musafim, first of all, you should not bring it? And if you brought it, maybe it should be possible. No, it's not. HaTmidim are not Ba'akim the Musafim. The Lo HaMusafim, Ba'akim is HaTmidim. What kind of a Chiddush is that? The Lo Musafim, Ba'akim is HaTmidim. The Lo HaMusafim, Ba'akim Zezeh. Also, Musafim are not ma'akim each other. Well, does it mean, let's say, there are two Musafim? Shabbos, like you're saying. Shabbos, maybe it means Musafim or the Karbanis of one Musaf. Of course, as we know, the Musafim of Sukkis, notwithstanding. Musafim of Sukkis are kind of different, remember, we had. The Musafim of Sukkis that we have, the Purim, they're ma'akim each other. It's not pushing. But let's say there's a Shabbos during Sukkot. You have to make the Musaf of Shabbos and you make the Musaf of the Sukkot. There, it would certainly make sense. Whether it's ma'akim, the Karbanis of the Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, of the Sukkot, that is different already. Yeah, that's the Gemara we had in the Dal.
It's still ma'akim that there is no Talmud or you want to bring it before the Talmud. This
equals. Either. That wouldn't make a difference. That would not make a difference. Lo hi krivu kevis ba biker. Here. Let's say he did not bring the kevis in the morning. You didn't, farfal. You didn't bring it. You mevatel it. Ya krivu beto arbayim. He can still bring the tamid shal beto arbayim. The tamid shal shachar is not ma'akid, the tamid shal beto arbayim. Omrim shemin emasai. This Machay Anusa by Shagigin. Reb Shimon comes and says he could do it, provided that it wasn't your fault. Shagig Arinus. Avalim Hayume, see that you didn't do it. Like Reba Kevin Spot by Kerr. There was a knas. Lo yakrihu, you're not allowed to do it, beidu arbayim. Now, of course, we have to bear, see this in light of the machlaikis rabbah and rabban by the tamid shal shachar, tamid shal beidu arbayim. Are they one mitzvah or are they two mitzvahs? Whenever we have this kind of an issue, remember we have the Rambam, Kriyishma, for example. Kriyishma shel ashachris and Kriyishma shel arvis. They're not two mitzvahs according to the Rambam. The mitzvah of Kriyishma is two parts, and you need an entire day to be able to tell whether or not you're going to the mitzvah or not. At the end of the day, I can say, I was mekayim today the mitzvah of Kriyishma. I did it last night, and I did it this morning. The Ramban holds, that's not the pshat. Kriyishma shel shachris is one mitzvah. Kriyishma shel arvis is a second mitzvah. And they have nothing to do with each other. Similarly, what about the tamid shel shachar and the tamid shel beinu arbayim? The Rambam holds it's two parts of one mitzvah. And therefore, you can be mekayim a chatzi davar, not the other chatzi davar. You can do it. One half without the other half. The other half the Rambam holds. It's not like that. They're two independent mitzvahs. One has nothing to do with the other. Or let's say we have the same thing. The ktiris in the morning and the ktiris in the afternoon. Is it one mitzvah or is it two mitzvahs? What is exactly that we have? Now, let's say you hold like the Rabban. Then it's poshut. Two mitzvahs. Why would I think one's back and the other? The Rambam, maybe you would say that you can't do one without the other. Maybe. Take tefillin. It's like, tefillin is different. The Rambam holds that they're two separate mitzvahs. This is the same thing twice a day. Tefillin Shiyad, Tefillin Shamraish is not the same thing twice a day. They're two separate entities. There, the Rambam holds Tefillin Shiyad is one mitzvah, Tefillin Shamraish is another mitzvah. That's the way the Rambam holds. Yeah, but here, Rav Shimon comes and says, whether you're able to bring it in the afternoon depends on whether you revatul it, memaze it or not. Yeah, now what? The kulam, now we have loi, tirik, tiris, babaiker. That's different. Yeah. You bring it beinu arbayim. And Amar Rav Shimon, the kula ha'isakreva beinu arbayim. There are two things. First of all, you bring the whole amount, the mana, the amount that you bring in the morning. You bring it all in the afternoon. And here he doesn't make any chiluk whatsoever, how you did it, whether you're mavatul et b'mezen or b'shegi. Shei mechad. Now, we have something which is very elusive here. Pshat. What does this mean? Shei mechad chenes ha-mizbech ha-zov. El b'teres ha-samim. What's up to do with this? Mechayna chinuch. Man d'chay shemei. What are we talking about? We're not talking about chinuch. We'll have to see what pshat the Mishnah is. We'll leave this hanging. Hang on with the Gemara, wait for the Gemara. Lo mizbeach ha'ayla. Ela betamit shal shachar. Hayim echadach that. Notice that we're not explaining what it means, chinuch. What it means is that if you didn't work chanach like that, you can't start doing the avayda with tamit shal beinu arbayim. If you are going, if you have a new mizbeach, so it's going to be the gay. It's one part of the problem. It's the Chanukah story that we have. If you have a new mizbeach, what's the first carbon you need in order to make the mizbeach usable? The tamid shall shachar. Tamid, you talk about the din of the menorah. You talk about the menorah. You talk about the shulchan. You talk about the mizbeach hazav. Each one has its own din. Now, we'll have to talk more about this also, of course.
The first time they did
it. You can't start doing it. It has to be the first one. Even if you hold like the Rambam, who holds that there's a mitzvah of lighting the menorah in the morning. You can't start with the morning. You have to start with the ones Now what? If they don't have enough behemoths for Tmidim and the Musafim, they say, Mehem Kaidim. Which one should you bring? Echidami. Elaim et Tmidim Diyome, Musafim Diyome. I have to bring Korbanos today. I don't have enough behemoths for today. Should I use them for the Tabit? Should I use them for the Musaf? Pshita, the Tmidim Adifi. The Havalu Tadir, or the Kuddish. First of all, that's the Bible of Tadir. And second of all, it's Mekudesh also because the Tmidim, like we had in Zvachim, the Tmidim that you have on the day of Musaf is an enhancement not only for the Musaf, it's an enhancement even for the Tumid, which is a usual carbon. Because the Tumid of Shabbos, the Tumid of Yontif, takes on a whole different character because of the Kedusha of the day. That's the beginning of the Maris and Kol HaTadir. We saw that the Kaddish is not designated only for the special carbon, it's even for the regular carbonus. Ela Tmidim de la Machar. Umusafim de Haina. What should you do with it? Tmidim Adifi Shkei Kaddir Adilma Musafim Adifi. The Havala Makudish, maybe the Makudish. They're better because of the, because it's different. Omar Leitani Tua, Tmidim, maybe Akhmedes HaMusafim. Tmidim are not Ma'akim the Musafim, the HaMusafim, Akhmedes HaTmidim. The law of Musafim, Akhmedes HaTmidim. Now, what the Mishnah mean? Hechidami. Eleima, the Islay, are we talking that he has enough Karbanis to go around? He does to satisfy everything. Lili Kadei. And what? It's just a question, which one do you bring first? That can't be, but Tanya, you know which one you bring first. No matter what you have, you start with the oil, with the tumit, in which case, so obviously the only thing that it could mean is elabshita, the less way. You don't have enough. So, of course, what's it talking about? If it's talking, you don't have enough for today. You don't have enough for today. So what are you telling me? What are you telling me? You should bring what? Dafka one before the other? Tanur Mekudesh. The call is, what do you mean? That's not Hakim. You mean it's Tanur Mekudesh. Tanur Adif. It's Tanner, but good, Tanner on us. You can hear the Tanner, the Tanner can be better over here. The reason is, because they both has the both milas, like we just got finished saying. Let's say it did not have both milas. Then the Gemara really remains with an Abayit Le'Yishaton Zvachim. Let's say, remember we mentioned Reb Kimeger, Shiloh, and Ilchas Besakise. Person goes to the bathroom, and he has to mend Bechas HaMazon. So what does he have to do? He has to say Berachas HaMazon, and he goes to the bathroom right before he has to bench. He has to say Berachas HaMazon, and he has to say Ashi Yotzer. Which one does he do first? Common Shiloh. Person, let's say, goes to the bathroom before he benches. I want to know, what should I say Ashi Yotzer immediately? Or should I bench first? Now, benching is a deraisa. I think you got to say Pashtus, like Reb Kimeger anyway. But what, not like Shaka, sorry. But let's say you have a deraisa and a drabbanit. The deraisa is Mekudesh. By most people, Asher Yotzer is probably Tadir.
Not much
eat. Huh? Yeah, I'm saying by most people, you eat three meals a day. How many times did that, how many Bechas HaMazon do you make a day? So Asher Yotzer, how many Asher Yotzers do you make a day? All right, so probably you have It's certainly Tadir. So which one would you do first? It's a suffix. It's an Abayit Le'Yivshaton. That Gemara Kala Tadir in Zvachim. But not over here. It's not Negeah because the Tumid is also a Kurdish. It doesn't have a Mailu. Alma ki hadadi dinu. El alam de lamachar. Uktani e ba'atvin zezeh. They're madlitz. Alma ki hadadi dinu. So what do you have? What did we say? What? Here we say, what? Elohim coming in the Namakhmet Zezeh? Alma Kiyadon, they are the same. You don't know one is not the act of the other. You don't have to do one before you do the other. He has enough. And it's a question of which one comes first. So what does it mean? How can you say? What do you mean? Of course, it's the Talmud comes first. And the Kachashilah. It's a mitzvah bi'alma to do. It's a mitzvah. Why do you have a mitzvah? But it's a mitzvah bi'alma. But it's a, but in terms of what really is right to go before the other, without that mitzvah, then it wouldn't be ma'akav, one would not be ma'akav the other. Elapshita delesay, elai tmeinim, it doesn't make any difference. Mitzvah bi'alma, eichadami. What?
That's why it's not ma'akev.
And that's why it's not ma'akev. Tasha ba, a person, mishisha tloyim, avukarim, belishka tloyim. You always have to have six sheep designated, reserved in the bullpen, the sheep pen. Sheep that were mavukar from a mum, from Bikr Dalad Yama. Kinei l'shabbis, like enough for it will last for Shabbos and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, let's say will be Thursday and Friday. And Echidami, Eleven these nights to meet him a Musafim Tuvahavu. What do you mean? You have only that. It means, what do you have? Look at it. You're talking about Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. You can't just have that for the Tzmidim. Elam speaking that he doesn't have. Maybe the Gemara understood it. He only has enough karbanis for the tmeidim. Ushvami not tmeidim adifi, because if you don't have it, you'll only bring the tmeidim, you won't bring the musafim. And that's the Gemara said, the musafim. He didn't say, no, the Bisla. What it means is different thing. Ein plexed mishisha tloyim avukar balishkas atloyim. Dalit Yabim Kainim Shchita, that you have to have them dafke 4 days before the Shchita for Bikur, Amari Ben Bagbagi, the Sanya. It's not talking about you have other ones, Musafim, but the Din Bikur is only by the Tzmidim. The Sanya, or maybe Musafim, the Sanya Ben Bagbagimer, Binai the Tabit Shatel Bikur, Dalit Yabim Kainim Shchita, Tabit Leima, Tishmeru Lachri Liba Moado. Olahalot, however, by Pesach, Mitzrayim, by Elohim, the Mishmeris. Ana Basay Yahim, Malahalot, Tol Bikr, Abba Yahim, Kind of Shita, Afkan, Tol Bikr, Dalad Yahim, Kind of Shita. And that's all it means over here. It's talking about a Din Bikr. I'm telling you that you only have a limited number of Karbonis and you bring them for a Tzmidim as opposed to Musafim. You have all kinds of Karbonis. It's telling you a separate Din that they have, that the Tzmidim have to be Mavukar already from before. A technical problem here. Why are you telling me six? L'chaira, you're going to need a seventh one for Tuesday morning. Because what are you going to do? Why? The Ha'ika, the Tzafra, the Tosa Mishapsa. Let's say Rosh Hashanah would come out Sunday or Monday. So you would have to have, what are you going to do? After Monday is over, what are you going to do early Tuesday morning? You didn't have them yet. You're going to go to the market. I guess that's too early in the morning. Well, the time is, Tmanya Havel, the Ha'ika, the Panya, the Malishamsa. And what happened to Erev Shabbos? What are you going to do? If you don't have it for that, what are you going to do? Go to the market then. The market's closed already. Everybody's ready for Shabbos. Means after you take care of that, then you have an extra six. It's a technical problem over here. You're going to wind up like you wait close to Shabbos. We're talking over here starting from Shabbos on. Not the Abadi, you have to have it on Friday. Maishla Shiva, Matikom Akai Shiva, what happened to the Tuesday morning one? It's not talking about telling us what's going to be the din of Rosh Hashanah. It's only a simit. To be Almachay, am I Kedei L'Shabbos? Am I Kedei L'Shabbos? Amazing, I'm talking to Rosh Hashanah. Simna be Alma. It's only a simit to be able to tell that you need six. It's not interested in telling me the din when Rosh Hashanah, well, it's nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. It's just giving you a simon of how you have to, how many tomatoes you have to have in the pen and to be a booker. It's not interested in telling you what you're supposed to do about the Yom of Rosh Hashanah where it comes out Sabbath to Shabbos. Shabbat Simda Biyamahu, Masumi Yamah, Dekin Abin Tani, Kedei L'Shabbos. Says Kedei L'Shabbos, not for Shabbos. We're not talking about what happens on Shabbos. It's a simon that the amount that you wonder how many you need. The amount that if there would be a Shabbos simon that would come to six. So that's the thing that we need. But it's not coming to explain what you actually do when Shabbos is Sabbath to Rosh Hashanah. Kedei for this. Kedei Shabbos. And Rosh Hashanah. That's another way of saying six. As opposed to telling us to take it, I mean, telling today the amount of karbanis that you would need, the Shabbos. The Lord didn't say for Shabbos, today the Shabbos. Not interested in telling you what you're supposed to do at Shabbos. Has nothing to do with what we're coming to bring out over here. All right.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.